Good morning, Masechet Beitza Daf Kaf Gimel, and this is being broadcast from the shores of the Machtesh Ramon, right? You can all see the Machtesh in the background, right? So now we had in the Mishnah, we said that Rabbi Shimon and Gamliel were three things he was making. But one of them was just mechabdin amit, who cleaned out the halls. Mugmar b'yomtov, and he could put out this incense on yomtov. So we had a kasha over here, and then we discussed what it was, and we gave Rav Asi's initial interpretation, and he said that what was asur was actually do gimur for the clothes, but if it was legamer, so he said legamer, but if it was just to make the whole room smell, everybody said, well, can the gimur prove it was impossible that to be the case? Because we saw there was a machloket over here. And see, what Asi was saying would be okay, that you just block up the holes, it would be okay on Shabbos to even do, and therefore it's clear that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said mutar, Chachamim said no, even legamer takel. Okay, so now the Gemara asks a question, Ibai lehu, bahu la'ashen. What is the question here about la'ashen? And Rashi says here, la'ashen, look at Rashi, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, lines from the bottom of Rashi there, mahu la'ashen peirot ba'ashan b'samim. If you want to like put a bit of good incense into the fruits, liklotam abosem, to try and give a bit of a reyach, la reyach, you know, at the fruits, so the fruits will smell nice. So now this is the case of ochel nefesh, and now there's a greater argument to say that it would be mutar. So that's the question. If you look at Rashi over there, parabosem liklotam, so he answers him. So this is a question with asked the midrash, and Yavrim bar Abba Amarav says asur. Ah, another shul, but they're going to might daven in there. She obviously made a mistake. Okay, so there was a choshed. I still made a mistake. The woman opened for the shul, not the moadon. We arranged to open the moadon, but the shul's open anyhow. So I'm quite comfortable here. So he says, Asur. Why do you say Asur, Rav? Says the tifnuk yetayru. Remember, we saw yesterday the whole idea of this incense was from Mufunakim. For like the spoiled ones, so that's too much of an extreme sort of spoiled behavior. For ain shave lechol nefesh, we saw this concept yesterday already, right? The idea of ochel nefesh is that shave lechol nefesh, that everybody does it, not just one individual, a rich guy who's got it. Not everybody agreed with that. And the istanis only for istanisim. As a result of that now, so if it was for ochel nefesh, so we say you can do an av melacha, you can shecht, you can cook, you can bake, you can stoke the fires, you can do whatever you've got to do for ochel nefesh, mutar. But if it's not mutar, then you over av melacha. That's what he says. We'll see in a moment. We're going to ask why, what's the reason? Because of kibui, because you're busy extinguishing the coal. Putting the incense onto the coals, you cause the coals to become extinguished. Keshenoten avkata b'samim, and then when you pour this flavor on them. Okay, so that's what he says. Asur. Shmuel omer mutar, and Shmuel says mutar. Look at Rashi. Do ochel nefeshu. He says, what's your problem? It's for food. V'ra'u yaflanim. Even poor people can do it. Elish enu matzul. Just they don't have it. But if they had it, there's no issur against poor people doing this. They just don't happen to have the means. Same as if a guy happens to have a tzvi, a deer, walks into his house on Yontif. He never caught it. It walked into his house on Yontif. So you're going to say, he never had the deer, therefore he couldn't do it. But if it's a poor person as well. If he had the means, then he would mizdamen, be able to do it. We'll see later on. Okay. So now the Gemara says like this. Rav Huna Amar Asur. Rav now explains why Rav said Asur. Shavuna says, Rav says, Asur, why? Like Rashi explained now, he's doing kibui. He's busy extinguishing the stuff as he's putting it on. Rashi said, Asur, Asur, Abin Chabe Shvila. You can't do it. So Amr Rav Nachman, Rav says to Rav Huna, what's your story? Maybe it's not because of kibui, because of mavir, because of the lighting of the fire. Look at Rashi. Habasamim, he lights the incense. Shegam ze av melacha, setting that a lot. That's a melacha. So look what he answers him. He says, Amar leish. When it says to him, Tchilato b'chabe v'sof ma'avi. You're right, and I'm right. Really, the beginning and the end. And the Kirashi says, yeah, but Tarvai have a there. Both melachas are there. Both havara and kibui. Avana kamakaba nakta. I took the first one. But you're right. The last one there, I just took one of them. You took one of them. We're both happy. Both same thing. So I'm Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda says as follows. He says, Al gabe gechelet asur. He wants to make a bit of a compromise here. He says, if you're going to put it on the actual coals itself, then it's asur. Why? Because you got kibui. Because you're going to actually mechabe the coals. Rashi says, yeah, the iku mechabe mavi. Both iku mechabe and mavi. Because you've got to fire them up, the incense, and you're extinguishing the coals. However, he says, Al gabe cheres. He says, but if you had taken a piece of cheres, like a shah of like porcelain and clay, and you shard, and you fired it up in the oven, and then it got very, very hot, then we mutar to put this rashi agabe cheres sikku that you already fired it up, right? You fired it up. Now it would be mutar to do this. To do why? Look at Rashi, the kibui leker, there's no kibui here. You aren't going to extinguish anything because you can't put out the cheres. It doesn't look like a piece of coal. The havaranami, he says, and now the lighting is not 100 directly, it's a klachayad. The leker, and as long as you should write it, the most you can think of it might be shudrabana. And therefore, it might be mutar. So it would be okay. The rabbi amar, agabe cheres gam, nami asur. And rabbi says, no, disagrees. He said with Rav Yehuda, he says, even on Cheres also asur. Why? Bishum the Kamolich Reicha. This is an interesting one. We haven't seen this before in this Masechet. I don't remember on Shabbos either. But Molid Reicha, what are you doing? You are creating a smell. So he wants to say that the Molid over here, like we know Molid as far as Nolad of food is concerned or of things that weren't there before Yontif or Barash Bashot. So he wants to say, yeah, you Molid a Reicha. Look at Rashi, the shenichnas becheres that goes into the clay, shloya abreach, originally never had reyach, and now suddenly got reyach. V'asu mid rabbanan, he says, isu rabbanan, sha'amoli davar chadash, karovu lo'osem melacha chadasha. This is like a big chumra to me. Right, and that's what Rabbi wants to say. So Rabbi Yosef, that's seems to be a chalukta between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi. Is that interesting? I can't see a halacha here. On that, well, maybe I missed it. No, I don't see a halacha here. Anybody got a halacha there? Just in terms of this, if it's asuk because of molid reicha beyantiv. Anyhow, I don't see it. But the next halacha machloket is Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Both of them agree. Rabbi Yosef. Schuve kasa ashirai beyom etava asu. So what's schuve kasa? Rashi says, "Lichpot kos mevusam ala shiraim shel malbush." So if you want to basically take, like, you turn over, you got a cup that's got a nice smell on it, right? It's full of, I don't know, some sort of fruits or odors, whatever the case is, and you put it on the edge of your clothes, right? Lachnis ben reyach habosim shel kos, to try and get the clothes now to have a nice smell. So both of them, both Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, both say. So the kasa shabu yomet tov asur is asur. Why the kamolid reach b'shirayim? Could you be molid davar chadash? So and this seems to be halacha lemase. So I'm not sure if the previous halacha, which was also the name of Rabba, in fact I saw that Rabbeinu Chananel says over here. If you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, if you have a look at the first two lines of Rabbeinu Chananel, in our Gemara, we've got Rabba is the one who says, Agabe Cheres Asur, and then Rabba Rav Yosef Dame Tarvayu is the regard to Shufei Kasa. Rabbeinu Chananel is a version of here. His Girsa is, Rabbi Yirma Amar Af Agabe Cheres Mutar, and Rabba Rav Yosef Amre Afilu Agabe Cheres Asur. So he's got Rabba and Rav Yosef both agreeing on that one. Mishum de Mori Dreicha. The chain schufa kasa ashirai. He says on both. You know, the Rabbi and Yosef both agree on the both of them.
What about deodorant? Nice smelling deodorant. It's a molid.
Well, not really. You could say that's mukhan. So it's not molid davar chadash. It's already mukhan. It was you bought the deodorant, you had it in every onto banish mashal, it's mukhan. And the smell's in the deodorant already. You know? But it's interesting, so I'm not sure if Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef both agree on this one as well. The second one, it's interesting. So Gemara says, my time, or what's your reason? He says, Mishum the Kamori Reicha. So now he says, Mashna mi molelo umeriach bo vekotmo, umeriach bo. Why is that different to if you like crunch it up in your hands, if you roll it in your molelo, right? If you look at Rashi over here, We saw the Gabe Etzer, but some you've got this like Rabbi Chanan says we're speaking here about hadas. He uses hadas, right? Hadas has got a nice smell. It's mamash now sukkas time, right? Molo benes potav, you grind in your fingers. Kedai lo tira chot to get out the smell, or kot mosh em or makom maktima lach. If you break it over and now it's a bit moist, lo ten reach, but betlushin kemaite. We're talking about talush, obviously not on the tree. So it says, no, and that seems to be mutar. It says, no, hatam rechem ya'ite. That's more like deodorant. There, the smell's already there. When you had that dust in your hand, so the smell's there, just grinding it, right? Vasufa huda kemosif recha. And all he does, he just adds a bit of the smell. Aval hacha, ulude huda kemol recha. Yeah, he's mamash being molid. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure of why this is. Rebbechah doesn't help us much either. Just over here, v'gabah hanas reicha miha ita v'osvei musiva. Just adding it. Hacha moni reicha. Okay, so not 100% sure why that is. That seems to be to be mutra. That seems to. So now, Darish Rav Gvia mi bei katil. So Rav Gvia from bei katil, from this place katil. A pitche de bei reish galuta. Mamash on the doorstep of bei reish galuta. Obviously outside at a gathering, and he gave this vort outside reish galuta's house. It says like this, Ketorah Shari. Just like that, Ketorah Shari. Look at Rashi. It says, yeah, Ketorah Shari. V'chein darish lem v'lo pirish dvarav. He never explained what he's talking about. It just says Ketorah Dashari. So like, we're trying to understand, what is this Ketorah? Ketorah normally means a knot from the word Kesher. Like the Tetya, normally it's the tough and the shin interact. But yeah, Ketorah is also a Kesher, like a Kesher is Shari. So it says, Amale Ameimar. So Amemar says over here, right? So Amale Amemar, my Ketorah. So it seems like Amemar wasn't talking to him. It seems like Amemar, because Darish Rav Gavir, he gave a drosha, right? About Pitcha de Barish Gluta. And Rav Amemar was speaking to the Chaverim around there. I'm not sure if any of you can explain what it was. It seems to be, it wasn't a direct discussion. So he says, my Ketorah, what is this Ketorah that Rav Gavir muttered? He seems to think, if it's a Ketorah, Rashi here, he says, Ketorah bidei she'osin lebatei shokayim. Right? Who lebatei yadayim. It's like the pants and the sleeves of a cloth, shel chalukei nashim, of women's garments. She'mekamtin otan al eitz chalak. It seems to be like ironing them over here, like push them down on flat boards. Or al agudah shel kashim. The korin. He says over here, Vokrim no Afril child. Rashi says over here, in Loazai Rashi, especially Chpol. But I saw this, he says over here, Le Kapel, Le Kamet, to fold. So then it seems to be like did something, Kisui Bavlaita, some sort of like a ironing type of thing, or folding, or whatever. He says, if that's the case, and he says it's La Ashen, Ve'i La Ashen, Asur. So it seems like that would be a process which they would lay them out, fold them over, and put some sort of incense through it. He says, "Hadeke mechabe." We saw already that it seemed to be asur over here. That Rabbi Yehuda said that if it's on the cold, it's asur. So matter of Ashir, Rashi said, "No, olam lashen. It is lashen. Midi to have a abisha or gemure." He said, "But not my problem at all, because say you have a meat." Rashi, what did Nami reach be pachamin? When you cook meat on coals. So you also, the coals, put a bit of meat flavor into the meat. Why would that be asur? That's the first version of the story. Another version is, Amale Ameimar. Ameimar said to, maybe to Rav Ashi over here, my Ketorah, what is this Ketorah? I Ketorah bidei ma'aseh umanu, I la'ashen asur de kemori dreicha. If it's la'ashen, then it's asur. And Amar Ashi said, no. I'm the one who actually said it to Rav Gavir. Rav Ashi takes credit now for having said what he said. He says, Ana Amrita Nahale. Umishmei the Gavra Rabbi Amritin, and I told you the name of a great man. He says, in Olam La Ashain, Umidin Have Abisha Agumri. And it's like meat, and therefore it's Asur. Sorry, it's Mutar. That's why he said, Rav Gavir said it's Mutar. So exactly for that reason, it's exactly the same as basically putting meat on coals, and the flavors go in one to the other, and it would be Mutar. Okay, so it seems not a problem. Okay, now we go back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, they had three coolers. Remember, one of them was the cleaning out the houses. One of them was this mugmar. And the other one was Osin Gedima Kulas. We said they do like a type of a spit, a lamb on the spit. when for the for the for on Pesach night, they allowed him to do it, and the Chacham said it was like doing kochim b'chutz. So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi brings a bright via Tudus Ishromi. We heard we've seen this Gemara before a couple of times. This Gemara we saw in Psachim and in Brachot. He says, "Via Tudus Ishromi. He was a great guy. He says, a Jew, he didn't get Romi lechol gedimukas v'la Pesach. He encouraged the Roman community there to eat gimukas ere Pesach. Shachulei from Eretz Yisrael from Babel. They said to him, saying to him, Ilmalei Tudus Ativ Yoen Tudus." Rashi says, "Ya Chacham Gadol v'Nechbad, if you want this honorable, great talmid Chacham Tudus, Gozanu Alecha Nidui Shatam Achle Bnei Shel Kochim Mechutz. We put you into Chayrim for doing this." So Gemara says, "Kochim Salkad Atach. What he was eating, feeding them Kochim? How can you feed them Kochim?" Look at Rashi says, "Yeah, Kochim. My Karav Lachil Kochim. How can you say that? Hey, Achil Nidor Kochim. There's no Kochim. Eladam Makdishin. There's no bad. I mean, there's no doing anything Kochim. What are you talking about? Elaim Kain Kochim." Because you're doing it like kochim. Look, Rashi, v'achir shalchu, they said to him, shatam achir Yisrael ka'en kochim, people, the way that kochim is done, v'aro'e omer huk teshu l'pesach. People will think that you will makdish l'koma Pesach. Okay, because you were teador, so we see at any given time, there's some people who seem to be above the law, right? If you're a bigger, powerful enough guy, so even Chachamim tell you, if it wasn't for you, we would have put you in Chayrim. If it was a smaller guy, we would have put you in Chayrim. But you teador, we can't put you in Chayrim, but just letting you know, we aren't happy with your behavior. Okay. Now we've got a Mishnah. We are discussing Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So we want to say Shlosha Dvari Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Mati. There were three things that were Mati. And Chachamim didn't like it. Chachamim Oshim. So what were the three things? Parato Yotza Beretzua Shebein Kanei. We saw this as well, by the way. This is good morning. We saw this good morning in Shabbos. I think yes. So the good morning Shabbos. The Mishnah Mamash from Masechet Shabbos. So it says Parato Yotza Beretzua Shebein Kanei. That is his cow. And listen to the last word in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Parato, his cow. Okay, we'll see in a moment why that's relevant. His cow would go out on Shabbos. Rashi points out he was discussing Shabbos, b'Shabbos, right? Beretzua shebein karnea, right? With like a strap around it through its horns. Lenoi, Rashi says, yeah, for decorative purposes, beautification. Va'amu Rabbanan, and Rabbanan said it's not good. It's a masohi. It's like carrying. Va'eno tachshit, it's not decorative, and therefore they weren't happy with it. The next thing was umekardin et abahem b'yom tov. And he would, Rashi says, yeah, makardin, what is the kared? I thought of for a second, would like to make him dance, but that's l'raked, other way around. Makared, ishtelai, he says, but makared, shel barzel, he would comb them. Rashi says, it also was a Rashi over here, perish the kared, lahasrik, masrik, right, to comb. He would comb the animal. He says, but makared, shel barzel, the steel comb. And what's the problem with the steel cone? Rashi says, Sheshishinea dakot, it's got very narrow, thin teeth, like you have these lice combs that are like very, very tight. I think exactly for that reason, to keep the animal clean. V'afa gav da avid chabur, and as a result of it, it would sometimes cause make a bit of a smack on the animal, cause it to bleed. And he says also you can grind the pilpil in their own rechaim. And we saw that you shouldn't use the own rechaim, you should use some sort of a shinui, right? In their own rechaim, in their own grinders. Rashi says over here, Mishelahen, Kain or Tam, like our grinders, like our pepper grinders today. So those are the three things he says that he would, and his cow would go out decorated on Shabbos. Meraktin and Abahim and Beyom Tov, he would comb the animals of the Yom Tov with a fine tooth comb, the Shochina pilpil, and grind the peppers as well. I'm assuming we're discussing here on Yom Tov, obviously not on Shabbos. So now Rabbi Yudo Meir, and Meraktin and Abahim and Beyom Tov, he says you can't comb the animal. Why? Because you cause a chabura. Aval mekartzafin, but you can do kirtzuf. Rashi said, what is kirtzuf? Kirtzuf in Magrech 8, using a wooden comb. Right, sheshinei gasot. This has got a wider tooth. So the difference between the steel one and the wooden one is the wooden one doesn't do chabura. It's a softer comb, bigger, wider teeth, and the steel one does. And Chachamim still said, "Omrim ein mekardin af lo mekartzif." So we go through a machloket avia. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he uses a steel comb. Rabbi Yehuda says you can use a wooden comb, and Chachamim says no combs. Okay, so through a machloket in the Mishnah. And the Gemara brings a bright avia.
Why is the reason
chabura and
not for pulling out the hair on the cow?
I guess it's interesting you say that. If I'm not mistaken, I don't know if I missed it.
Off brushes, I know. On Shabbos, you're not supposed to comb.
Right. But if I'm not mistaken, I saw a Rashi somewhere, or a Ben Charanel somewhere, or a Tosfot somewhere. I saw it somewhere. And that is when it comes to chabura, there's bleeding. And bleeding is hatalat nefesh, like killing. You know, you let blood out. If anybody sees this, I mean, like this, I'm not sure if I saw Rashi, you know, Likutei Rashi, when I saw something like that, it's a good point. And that's why he was concerned about that. That would be an Isur Doraita. As opposed
Rashi,
to...
Rashi says...
Is it a Rashi?
Chapter 3 of Shechita.
Where is it, Rashi? I can't see it. Now help me. Where is it? Where is there not? I saw something like mentioned there. We had the other day. We had Rabbi Shimon Atamani, and then we pointed Rashi said Rabbi Shimon Atimni. So I heard a shir yesterday from Herschel Shechda, and he quoted the Gemara in Yevamot, and he mentioned Rabbi Shimon Atamani, and he said in the shir, he said in some called it Rabbi Shimon Atimni. He says in yeshiva it's called Rabbi Shimon Atamani. He says do whatever you wish. That was Yosef Fitkan in Meshechet Yevamot. I thought it was quite funny. Okay, so we can't find it, but there's definitely a Rashi which says that. That's called Hatlat Nefesh. That would make it. That would be the issue. Why it would be Asu Isidurait. Okay, we'll see it just now. Okay, so now the Gemara Slaka. So that was the Mishnah, and we're through Machloket. We saw Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Matir with a steel comb, Rabbi Yehuda Matir with a wooden comb, and Chachamim Osir on both. So the Gemara says Le Meimra to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Chada Para Havile. Remember, I said in the Mishnah said Shadvarim. One of them was that Mutar Parato, his para. It means like he had only one para. He said he's only one. Vahamarav Amri, Vahamarav, didn't Rav tell us? Amarav Yehuda Amarav, Kleisar Alfe Igle. Remember this Gemara? We learned this Gemara right, in Shabbos. He said, but didn't Rabbi Yehuda Amarav or tell us that he had 13,000 Iglei? Have a master Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Edre Kosh, every year he'd just be master 13,000 calves. Right? So, if he was giving Maaseh for 13,000, that means that there was one in 10. He had 130,000 calves. You tell me he's one pari, he's one cow. So the Gemara says, Natana, we learned like this, Lo Shelota, it wasn't even his, this one. Ela Shel Shechenatoata was a woman, a neighbor of his, Umitoch Shelo Micheba, and since he never rebuked her for doing that, Nikrait Al Shmo, they all called that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's cow. He allows it to walk around like that. Okay. So now we went on to Makardina Bahama, maybe on to this idea of combing. So Tana Rabbanan. So Gemara means a brighter now. Bit of a steer over there. Remember, we had three of machloket. We had Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah mati steel, Rabbi Yehuda mati wood, and Rabbanan said asru all together. So the brightest is like this: ezehu kordan veezehu kirtzu. What is kirud and what is kirtzu? Which is with steel? Which is with wood? So Gemara says kirud ketanim is with small teeth. Vosin chabura makes a chabura, and kirtzu ketanim is the big teeth, wide comb veenosin chabura. And the Moses said, "Now, v'gimu machlokot b'dav." There are three machlokot. Rabbi Yehuda savar davar she'eino mitkaven asur. Remember, we learned this in Masechet Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, "The davar she'eino mitkaven, if you never kavona, that's asur." Remember, Rabbi Shimon said, "It's mutar," and we said Rabbi Shimon agreed though on a psik reisha. Remember, the davar she'eino mitkaven with a psik reisha. If you couldn't help it, the outcome was guaranteed. Even he would agree that it's asur. But it was a davar she'eino mitkaven and not a psik reisha. Rabbi Yehuda said asur. Rabbi Shimon said mutar. You never kavona. You didn't want that to happen. That happened. Not a big deal. Mihu. So the Rabbi Yehuda says that davashen mikaven asur miyukirut ketanim v'osin chabura, right? But the little one, if you do chabura, and kirtzov gadol yivadosim chabura, right? Those are the two different types. So on the big one, he allows you v'lo gazrinan kirtzov ate kirud. And why does Rabbi Yehuda allow over here in our Mishnah to do kirtzov? That's the bigger comb, and even though kirud is a small comb, and that's going to definitely cause chabura, he wasn't gozer, the big cone, atu, small comb, he had to use the big cone. For Rabbanan, Savrei, Namir Kabir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Yepaskar Kabir as well, Tavashem Mikaven is Asur. However, Shidavashem Mikaven Asur, however, the Gazrina Kirtzuf Atu Kirud, but they say that you can, there is a Gzaira of Kirtzuf Atu Kirud, and therefore, they even say you can't do Kirud. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Savrei, like Rabbi Shimon, he holds like Rabbi Shimon, Tamar, Tavashem Mikaven, Mutar, he says it's Mutar. And therefore, if Davashem Mikaven is mutar, look at Rashi over here. Rasavar hoyo va'ein mitkaven nechabur. Af al gav de zimnin de mitramei shar. Even though sometimes it would happen, it's mutar. Hichafilu kirut shari. Therefore, even kirut, everything would be mutar. Uvein kirut uvein kitu shari.
Yeah,
not he says it's not psikreisha. Sometimes it happens. But Rabbi Yehuda says even if it's not psikreisha, it's asur. Rabbi Yehuda says always, Dav Shem Kamen Asur. It's only Rabbi Shimon says the Psik Rashi is Asur. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, because sometimes it happens, that's not called so there seems to be a stira over here. Right? So we've got over here, look, so we got the Mishnah that says Tanu Rabbanan, right? So Chachamim, so the Tanu Rabbanan, Ezu Kirut. So if Kirut Katav, Ezu Kirut, Kirut, we've got Enesim Chabura. Rav Gil Machloke, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Davash Rabbi Kaven Asur, Miu Kirut Katanim Osin Chabura, Kirut Enesim Chadur, Velo Gazrinan. So he says that Rabbi Yehuda isn't Gozer. And Rabbanan all Gozer. So Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Amar Amir, right? Amar Rav Nachman, Nechudei, Halachat Rabbi Shimon, Look at Rabbi Shimon. Shearei was look at Rabbi Shimon. She Rabbi Lazar ben Azaria modelo. So Rabbi Lazar agrees with Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Lazar agrees with Rabbi Shimon. That look is lakim. So like Amar Rabbi Rab Nachman. But Amar Halachah Rabbi Yehuda. One Rabbi Yehuda. She Chachamim modim. Look at Chachamim agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Why do you say? Because Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rabbi Lazar ben Azaria look is lakim, and therefore it's mutar. Why not say like Rabbi Nan? They agree with Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore it should be asur. She says, "Amale, I'm like Rabbi Shimon's friend." He says, "Why?" She says, "Because I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Shimon." V'och Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah says, "I agree with Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah agrees, and therefore I'm passing aloch like Rabbi Shimon." And that seems to be the end of the story over here. And from the Mishnah, it would appear that Merkardin etabahem beYom Tov. That all three things are mutar, that it will be paskin like Rabbi Lazar ben Azaria. Okay, let's start with the last Mishnah of the Perek. Mishnah is matnitin. Harechaim shel pilpilin tmea. So this grinder, right? So the only reason we're mentioning this, I think, is because we spoke in this last Mishnah here about this rechaim that you can do the pilpil. So the Mishnah seems to bring it. I can't see any other reason why anybody will note why we do it. Yeah, let's see what do they say. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Seems like that's the connection of here. So Mishnah says, "Recham shel pilpil in tmei." This rechaim mishum shlosha kedim, because of three kedim. In other words, it seems over here that the pilpil, the rechaim is grind made up of three parts: the upper part, the middle part, like the and the lower part. I'm not an expert in anything. Anybody got a picture there? Michael, you got a picture there of this rechaim? Maybe it can help us there. Is Michael still with us? You got a picture of the Rechaim? Anyone got a picture of the Rechaim? Steve's got a picture of the Rechaim. Can we see the picture? Hold it up there. Okay, there we are. So it's got the bottom, there's the top, the middle, and the bottom. So you like turn the top, the middle sort of like strains it, and then it goes through the bottom part. Okay. So yeah, so it's like this. Tmeshlosh kalim, mekabel tumah. Mekabel tumah. Al shayim shlokudu the three kalim nafkamina de'i nami azar chad. What's the nafkamina here? Rashi says if one of those parts are missing, shemim minat tmeya mishum idach, then you can still say that the rechaim would be mekabel tumah because of one of the other parts of it. So don't think that only one of the parts is mekabel tumah. All three are mekabel tumah, and therefore if one part's taken, it can still be mekabel tumah as far as the kli is concerned. Rashi says over here, Mishum Shlosha, Mishum Kli Kibul, Mishum Kli Matechen, Mishum Kli Kavera. One, because Pshuta Kli Eitz is a rule, it's simple wooden stuff. It hasn't got a Kli Kibul, it hasn't got like a receptacle, isn't Makabel Tuma. So the wooden part of it is because of the Kli Kibul. And then there's the steel part of it. And then Mishum Kli Kavera. And this is like the strainer part of it, also Makabel Tuma. Now we've got a brighter. Tana, Tachtuna Mishum Kli Kibul. The bottom one is because of Kli Kibul. Emsit Mishum Kli Kavera. The middle one because of the strainer. And Luna Mishum Kli Matech. The top one is because of steel. Okay. So that's the Gemara. New Mishnah. I'm not sure any of those things. I'm not sure we spend too much time on that. Okay. New Mishnah. Agalasha Katana Temea. The Nyai says a carriage of a child. Yeah, I've got a little, what do you call it? Like a little goat or something walking up. They're not goats, what they call these little things. What do you call these animals? Yeah, that like a. Like
this
a
wagon.
No, man, walking up right next to me over here.
You're saying?
Yeah, this over here. What's that called?
What's that?
Like a little, what do you call them? I don't know what they are. Like a little deer.
What?
Like a deer. A deer. Like what they call the mountain goat. Like a mountain goat, yeah. Come to hear the shir. Okay. So, a galashio ktana, like a little kid's carriage of some kind. We'll see this Makri Rashi talks about over here. Is a temeya midras, right? But temeya midras means it has to be used for either sitting on or lying on or standing on or something, right? To become tumat midras. So if the woman was an abnido, if a child was a zav for whatever reason and leaned on this thing, it would become avatuma, Right? This is this kli. So Rashi says, Aglashel Katan. Rashi says, Shosim lo lishok, v'yoshev aleh, I like to play in it and sit on it, u'metalti lo to aleh, and you carry the kids sometimes on it. Tosa doesn't like this at all. Look at Tosa on the other side of the Amud, he says, Aglashel Katan, piresha kuntu shakat yoshev aleh, that the kid sits inside it. Right? Rashi actually said, v'yoshev aleh, on it. Tosfot says that he sits in it. Tosfot, Rashi never says he sits in it. Right? But Tosfot's Veloni here, it doesn't make sense to me, this. The Maika Mashmuda and Pshita, that'd be partial if it's a kid that a carriage, that a kid's...
Yeah, as a child toy wagon.
Yeah, okay, so that's what Rashi says, Lishok, to play with. Like, Lishok, Yosheva Leah, and sits in it, and Metaltin, and sometimes carries it, right? But Tosfot says he doesn't like that idea. He says, because that's partial if he sits in it, that'll be Makabel too much Midras. There's nothing more greater than that, which is a kli to sit in. He says, therefore, the Mishnah is giving us a chidush, it must be something else. And what he says, the hainu, kli shosin lektanim lehitlamed lehiluch. It's a kli that you make for kids to help them learn to walk. Unbelievable. In the time of Tosfot, they already had things that the kids would use to learn to walk, like a walker. Right? Vehi omedet al shlosha ofanim. It's got three wheels, like a tricycle sort of thing. I didn't live in the time of Balei HaTosfot there, in case I don't want to make you
It's a round one, not a tricycle.
Okay, well he says, yeah, that this is the thing, it's got three wheels. Ve'ochez ba'biyada, and you hold it in your hands. Ve'hi mitgalgeret lefanav, and it walks in front of it all the time. And Tosfot says, this is the chidush, that even though you don't actually sit in it, you're leaning on it, so therefore it is become el tumat midras. Right, and it says, yeah, you can carry it on Shabbos, but you can't, but you can't pull it along the ground on the floor to make a furrow unless you've got actually like mats down on the ground. You can't do it. Look at Rashi, we saw that, you can't do it on Shabbos. He says, clothes, because it makes a hole in the ground, it makes a furrow. So therefore, you've got to put clothes out on the floor, v'chofer, and you plow, and you chay mishum choresh. That's what Tanna Kamma says. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, kol akalim ani grarin chutz min agala. You can't pull any kalim other than an agala. Meshi kovesh, it doesn't do charisha, it doesn't plow. It's kovesh. What does it mean kovesh? It says charitz and Rabbi Olacha. It seems that you walk and actually plow. It's not plowing. It's just forcing the ground down under it. And it's not really moving the sand. That's what Rashi says over here. Look at the long Rashi over here. It says, it looks like you're making a charitz. It's not through digging. It basically compresses the ground. And it's pushed down under it. And it just lowers the area under it. The sand isn't moved. There will be mutas. Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. So now the Gemara says like this. He says that Tomei Midras, because you're leaning on it, right? When you tell it on Shabbos, you can move it on Shabbos. Be sure to take a track because got Torah clear love, right? The enemy great el agabe kainim. So this is a bright. This is like a good. This is very similar to our Mishnah, right? I guess I got that temei midras. Now, so when you tell it on Shabbos, you can be sure to take a track clear. The enemy great el agabe kainim. Sounds like Rabbi Yehuda. Agabe kainim mean agabe karkelo. Only on kainim on karkel. My timer the kaavit charitz. No, sorry, this is not Rabbi Yehuda, this is like Chachamim. So Gemara says, Mani, who's the Tana of this Mishnah? It says, Rabbi Yehuda, why are you? I'm at Davash and Mitkaven Asur. Because we heard already, Rabbi Yehuda says, Davash and Mitkaven is Asur. And this is not Mitkaven, you aren't Mitkaven to do a charitz. Nonetheless, it's Asur. To eat Rabbi Shimon, I'm Rabbi Shimon Kamutar. Rabbi Shimon said, Davash and Mitkaven Akavon is still Mutar. And he quotes the Gemara, the Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Gorea Damitak, Isav, Safsal. Right? We've seen this Gemara before, this Gemara in Shabbos. That the Gemara says over there, there's not a problem whatsoever. It's that classic machloket of Rabbi Shimon. As long as you have a kavona. The Gemara says, wait a second. If the Tana, if the Reisha is Rabbi Yehuda, so I'm as safe. The safest says Rabbi Yehuda. Omer and a kol nigrim shabbos chutz min agala. Mibnei she koveshet. Mibnei she koveshet in. But charitz lo. This is mutar because not doing a charitz. This is koveshet. So we're going to steer you now between two. Yeah, the Tana Kam is Rabbi Yehuda and the safe is Rabbi Yehuda. So the mysterious, the question, the Ava Trey Tanai, Valib Rabbi Yehuda, both two Tanaim are arguing, and it's Machlokin Rabbi Yehuda. So the first Tana says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mutar, and, right, sorry, that says only on Kalim, And the second Tana says, no, you listen with an agala, you can do it. It's mutar. Look at Rashi over here. Chatzavar agala nami kesharka. And one says that the agala, this little cob, whatever it is like other kalim, and it also does charitz. When you grow enough, you can't do it. Shpamim she'ena ofen mitgalgal. Sometimes the wheel doesn't roll; it gets stuck. So when you drag the wheel, it actually does a charitz. V'huni grav v'chofer, it digs. Ve'idach savar lo she'echa. It doesn't work that way. The wheels roll. Ve'ena ela koveshet tachat gagola. It just does kibush, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. Okay, so it's now 7:70. Then we've got 3 minutes quickly to do the Mishnah, and we'll finish up with time, still get to Shul on time. The new Mishnah over here says, right, that we've been learning up until now, there's a rule, Ochel Nefesh is Mutar on Yontif. So it would seem that all Melochas for Ochel Nefesh are Mutar on Yontif. This Mishnah says no. Not all Melochas are Mutar on Yontif, all Melochas. It says, Ein tzadin dagim min ha-beberim b'yom tov. Fish, you can't fish out. And the beberim here are like the fish pools, not in the sea, where it seems like they might be caught. Look at Rashi over here. Ein tzadin dagim, af agav de shchita v'afir v'bishul. See, Rashi says, even though that shchita, shechting and baking and cooking, are mi'avot melachotain, and nonetheless, v'hutru l'tzorich yom tov, they're allowed. Why? Ta mishum de'ir v'sha me'erev yom tov. You can't do it v'yom tov. Te shchita chayish l'mich ma'bas, because the food might go off. Pen yit chames v'yashriach, it'll be off. Aval tzayda, hunting, v'sha l'tzorich yom tov, that you could do every yom tov. V'yanichenu b'metzulato, b'mayim, you could put fish into a fish bowl. V'lo yamut l'machet, and take it out. So put it into a little bowl fight. But beibarim are bigger than bowls. Beibarim shall dagim, he says, hain brechot shall maim, like fish pools, shekorin viber, and beibarim says, now, Rashi says, they're beibarim, any encampment, not only of fish bowl, but they're beibarim for fish, and then there's beibarim shall chaya. So he says, the beibarim shall chaya, or karfifot, mukafin, gader, saviva, consider tochan chayot abar, veyoldot, megalot sham. You can grow them there. It's like you can have your garden, you can have like a bit of an encampment, and you can farm animals there. But beibarim of fish, which is you can't take an yontif. You can't feed them on Yontif either. Look at Rashi. Now, Dagim is on it. Vafidu leman damar nefesh paibu mashu. We saw them. We had that Gemara. So with the help of Mishra Shasi on Daf Kaf Aleph Abud Aleph, we had a machloket there with a bright. Does it say lachem only you, or does it say? Remember that Gemara? We had it at the bottom here. We had it right at the bottom. Mashu at the bottom of Kaf Aleph Abud Aleph here. We had a machloket there. Zeman Rabbi Yosef v'ha'ev chazid the klavim tonight. The Tanya Ach Hashem yochal a whole nefesh. Who Adam Rabbi Akiva, I think it was, on Kafara from bed. Rabbi Akiva said, dear Rabbi Yosef, did Rabbi Akiva, I feel nefesh by him and mashma, right, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, he says, even according to that opinion over there, Rabbi Akiva said, that animals are yours to feed, not fish, says Rashi over there, not fish, right? You have to feed them. Shem ochlin shoshe asavim v'karke v'gidol v'godel ochel lakata. See, fish either live off like the growth in the water there, or the big ones eat the small ones. They're not your problem. You can't feed them on yontif. Aval tzadin chayev off. But animals or wild animal chickens, you can hunt, but where? Mina beibarin. If they are in these encampments, hamakunasin, maybe they already gathered up from yesterday. Because since they're already in the field, as if they're already been caught. Aval dagim, says Rashi, nishbatin nechorim rizakim. Fish, even though they're in like these little fish holes, these fish tanks, not a fish tank like in your garden, in your house, but like in a fish, what do you call them, like a fish pools, there they can like run away and hide in the nooks and crannies, you can't get them. And that's mamash tzeda. And animals, and wild animals, you can put food out, but not in if they're mazonot. You can put Rashi, says, in the winter, they need food. Even in the summer months, where there are people wandering around there, Shannon's or Limbo, where the growth doesn't grow so well because people trample over the growth. And now, Rashbag Omer, lo kol abeim shavi. Rashbag says, no, wait a second. The Tanna Kamiya seems to be very, very liberal that he says that on all the beibarin, other than fish, you can catch the animals and the chickens. He says, you can't. Ze'aklav. Paul amechusar tzeida. Whenever there needs to be an act of tzeida, mamash act of tzeida, asu. So even if you've got, let's say you've got a wild animal or a chicken out farming in a big open area, you should have to run after it to catch it, that would be asu. If it's just like, well, you're going to lean over and pick it up, it would be mutar. V'sha'ein amechusar tzeida, then it would be mutar, then you can go in and do it. Not a problem. We'll carry on today, tomorrow. Have a good day.